It came from outer space, giant and obliterating, 3 miles wide, promising to create chaos as it bore through the planet Earth. Once asteroids were taken as seriously as sci-fi theater marquees, but now scientists are looking at asteroids and their potential for unleashing havoc, with all due seriousness. In fact, some of them are at a conference near our nation's capital, even as we speak. The conference is called Workshop on Scientific Requirements for Mitigation of Hazardous Comets and Asteroids. Eric Aspog is an earth sciences professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz. He's attending. Eric, are we really in danger of being hit by an asteroid?
Well, yes. I mean, we're in danger of many things, and among those is asteroid impacts.
And why are scientists only now seeming to take this as a credible threat?
Well, it kind of oscillates. As you may recall, in 1980, Luis Alvarez and his colleagues up at Berkeley proved that the dinosaurs were wiped out, along with many other species, by the what's now known as the KT impactor 65 million years ago. A couple of years later, there was a lot of thought on whether this could happen again, and the likelihood was deemed highly probable then, and now the hazard seems to be better understood, and it ranks kind of, it's kind of comparable to the hazard of volcanoes and things related to volcanic activity on Earth.
Is this the part of the conversation where you tell me about the powerful telescopes that will detect an asteroid years before it gets here?
Well, we unfortunately don't have that many telescopes dedicated to this task. There's a new one in the pipeline called the LSST, which is a large telescope that's going to be sponsored by the National Science Foundation together with NASA, which will be devoted to completing the search to roughly the 90% level. The idea is to map out inner space around Earth. Not too long ago, we thought the moon was about the only thing in our neighborhood. As most of the listeners are now aware, there's asteroids go whizzing by the Earth, sometimes between the moon and the Earth, pretty regularly. And the sooner we can do this detection, it's an analogy is as though you were living on the planet and didn't know what a volcano was. And then you suddenly start mapping out all the volcanoes, and then you start mapping out all the seismic faults, and you find out where all the dangerous locations are. We're doing the same thing for the inner solar system, and hopefully we might get that complete in about 50 years at the present rate.
Volcanoes blow pretty frequently. Can you put a statistical number on the odds of an asteroid big enough to create global damage hitting the Earth?
Well, chances are pretty likely that nothing's going to happen to us before the year 2300, nothing of any sizable danger. In fact, the next kilometer-sized asteroid, that's nominally thought of as being the boundary at which you start to worry about something that could knock us back to the Stone Age, that's probably not going to happen until about 300,000 years from now. The rationale for the meeting was really to put a handle on this diversity of opinion about what needs to be done, a diversity of scientific opinion about what near-Earth asteroids are, and a diversity of opinion about the scale of the hazard. The odds probably are that we have worse things to worry about. Still, that doesn't mean we shouldn't do anything about it, because the asteroids are the unique as a hazard in that we can determine their future once we know their orbits. We can predict with certainty where they're going to be down the road.
I guess we have 300 years to think about it, Eric.
We've got maybe a few days to think about it. We've got most likely some tens of thousands of years to think about it, and we simply don't know yet.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Eric Aspog is a professor of earth sciences at University of California at Santa Cruz.